Part 3. Major Pending Disputes in Chapter 11 Cases. Next, we'll quickly review major pending disputes in two large Chapter 11 cases that troubled company reporter editors monitor day by day. Ivy Magnadero reports that there are pending disputes involving Lehman Brothers and each of Citigroup, Barclays, and J.P. Morgan Chase. Lehman Brothers has sued Citigroup Inc. Citibank Unit, seeking the return of $2.5 billion in collateral given to Citibank prior to Lehman's Chapter 11 filing. In a February 8th complaint filed within Manhattan Bankruptcy Court, Lehman alleged that the transfers to Citibank were fraudulent and may be recovered under bankruptcy law. Lehman is also seeking, quote, hundreds of millions owed by Citibank and wants the $2 billion of claims Citibank filed against the bankrupt investment bank reduced or denied. Lehman said Citibank's $2 billion claims are inflated. Citibank reportedly said it is entitled to $2 billion of Lehman's cash to secure its claim on Lehman, which would otherwise be unsecured. This so-called set-off, quote, is in violation of the bankruptcy code, Lehman asserted in its complaint. Danielle Romero Absalos, a spokeswoman for Citigroup, said the recent lawsuit is a, quote, unjustified attempt by the Lehman estates to renege on their obligations to Citi and claw back assets to which they have no right, unquote. She pointed out that Citi took the cash to protect itself and its shareholders from loss. Separately, Citigroup is fighting a $1.3 billion demand by Lehman's brokerage unit and has settled its differences with the company's European affiliate. Ms. Magnadero also reports that Lehman's two other long-standing major disputes, one with Barclays PLC over the sale of the Lehman broker unit, and the other with J.P. Morgan Chase over the bank's role in the collapse of Lehman, remain pending before the New York Bankruptcy Court. In February 2012, Lehman and Barclays were continuing their appeals from bankruptcy judge James Peck's split decision last year to aspects of their party's billion-dollar lawsuit relating to the 2008 sale of the Lehman brokerage unit. In his decision, Judge Peck told Barclays to return $2 billion in margin assets to the Lehman broker unit trustee, James Giddens, while ordering the trustee to give the UK bank at least $1.1 billion and possibly another $769 million in a reserve account. On February 11th, lawyers for Barclays and the Lehman trustee filed final written arguments with the U.S. District Court in Manhattan, the cases before District Judge Catherine Forrest. Barclays is asking the District Court to overturn Judge Peck's decision over the turnover of $2 billion in a margin account to the trustee. Barclays asserts that much of the money in that account was explicitly designated to go to the British bank as part of the sale. Barclays seeks to enforce the deal struck in 2008 to buy Lehman's broker business, saying it would, quote, jeopardize future sales of distressed companies if contracts and promises were not honored. The Lehman trustee, on the other hand, renewed its argument that the bankruptcy court was correct to assign the money to the brokerage customers. Meanwhile, in Lehman's $8 billion lawsuit against J.P. Morgan, Lehman's unsecured creditors asked the U.S. District Court in Washington on February 16th to force U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner to testify on J.P. Morgan's role in the bankruptcy court. They want Mr. Geithner to be forced to give a deposition by a March 16th deadline. Mr. Geithner, the Lehman creditors allege, had more than 35 phone conversations with then-Lehman chief executive Richard Fuld and more than 10 with J.P. Morgan chief executive Jamie Dimon in the week before Lehman's bankruptcy filing. The U.S. Treasury Department did not issue a comment on the matter. Lehman sued J.P. Morgan in May 2010, saying the clearing bank demanded over $8.6 billion in collateral from Lehman in September 2008, triggering a liquidity squeeze that contributed to Lehman's collapse. J.P. Morgan countersued, claiming Lehman tricked it into lending $70 billion in the days before the collapse and left it with toxic and worthless securities. Affiliates of Golden Gate Capital Corp. failed to persuade a federal district judge in Delaware to dismiss a fraudulent transfer lawsuit arising from the April 2007 leveraged buyout of Orchard Brands Corp., a.k.a. Appleseeds Intermediate Holdings, LLC, a clothing retailer that implemented a Chapter 11 plan in April 2011. Originally filed in bankruptcy court by a trust created for creditors under the plan, the suit contends that private equity investor Golden Gate was the mastermind of an LBO that left Orchard insolvent from $500 million in new secured debt and a $310 million dividend paid to the investors, along with the completion of the acquisition. The suit alleges that the dividend and the new debt were founded on, quote, baseless projections about profitability. The suit seeks to recover a $310 million dividend, along with millions of dollars in transaction and management fees that the operating companies were required to pay following the LBO. U.S. District Judge Joseph E. Arenas wrote a 29-page opinion on March 1st, concluding that Golden Gate isn't entitled to dismissal of the complaint. Judge Arenas said that the facts laid out in the complaint, taken at face value, make good claims for fraudulent transfer of types known as constructive and intentionally fraudulent. Judge Arenas ruled that the $310 million dividend isn't protected by the safe harbor in Section 546E of the Bankruptcy Code. He said the dividend wasn't protected because there was no exchange, as would be the case when securities were bought or sold. A dividend is a, quote, one-way payment that doesn't fall under the safe harbor, he said. The judge left the door open for Golden Gate to seek to dismiss the case later, when facts are better developed to show whether the suit was begun after the three-year time limit expired. The complaint lays out details about the $725.1 million in financing that resulted from the LBO. All but $73.3 million was secured. Large parts of the complaint were redacted, leaving out details about alleged misconduct. Judge Arenas said the plaintiff hadn't shown grounds to keep the complaint secret. He directed that the complaint be filed publicly. Appleseeds and its affiliates filed for bankruptcy protection on January 19, 2011. Appleseeds is owned by Golden Gate. While reducing debt by $420 million, the company's plan created the creditors' litigation trust that filed the lawsuit. Robert N. Michelson is the litigation trustee. Orchard Brands is a holding company that wasn't itself in Chapter 11. That concludes Part 3 of the report. The report continues in Part 4.